We're going to start with a spoken word from two wordsmiths, friends of ours, Mystery Bombs and Courtney Stead.
No, this is not just for you. It is for the fist in the air and the work on the ground and innocent hands being cuffed behind their back. This is for hope and kneeling. When justice and safety and love in America don't always mean the same things, this is for the names we forced to change because they are too beautiful for English syllables. This is for the Husseins and the Hanans and the Abdul-Jabbars and the Baracks and the Obamas, for the yes and the we and the can. This is for you, us, and hope. And summer tragedy, and you, us, and bullets ricocheting off bar walls. This is from Miami, and pulse, and headlines forcing us to remember intersecting oppressions. This is for love. For it being 2018, and we still having to sing the same song. For it being, for Flint, Michigan, still not having clean water. For Standing Rock, still having to defend their right for clean water. For it being 2018, and women still fighting for the right to be heard. To be taken seriously, for equal pay. This is for you, us, and the battle, and hiding the pain behind our smiles every day, and for the hidden web of the weed they don't want us to acknowledge, and the sweaty palms refusing to separate when love and justice and safety and America don't always mean the same things. This is for hope and dreams that will be more than dreams one day. For hope and you and us and the people fighting to keep history from repeating itself. Be proud of that.
Hi, so my name is Mystery Bonds and I'm currently one of the lead performers in the Residential Poets. This is a chapter of the Wordsmiths. I would say the rules of spoken word is much like that of a black church. So you can say amen, you can hum, you can snap when you hear something that you like. And most of our points today are going to be dealing with race relations, which is one of the things that Wilson Caldwell so gratefully gave his life for. It's funny. When Skittles and M&Ms are mixed in the same bowl, you can't tell the difference. I wonder if that's what the letters are for. S and M, slave and master, is that what the labels are for? Nigger, Negro, Black, African American, is that what the names are for? The bowl tips over. When Skittles fall to linoleum, they sound a lot like colorful rain tap dancing on tin roofs. When they fall to concrete, they sound like black running feet, like the lightning before the thunder of a brown body to streets. When I am a mother, I will never let my son walk up the street into a corner store. I will never let him line his pockets with merchandise from that supposed arsenal. He will never buy a water gun, Tamir Rice. He will never hold a track phone, Keith Chowdhury. He will never write in a 25-cent notepad, Mike Brown. And when I have no change to give him, he will never buy nothing. Insert name here. I can help it. My son will never taste the rainbow. Never get a taste of the grape-colored bruises from police brutality. Never wonder when the strawberry red of the flag will actually stand for equality. I hope by the time he grows up, our grass is really green, apple greener, and that the lemons we've been handed are enough to make lemonade. How can I tell him that the sky's the limit, but he may never taste the rainbow, baby? That rainbow was never meant for us. We're still in the storm. We still are the Skittles, colored, and they only like us when they can eat us. Grind us between the barricades of their teeth, suck us dry until we are only a crumpled bag of our former selves, a body bag of our former selves, flavorless and unzipped on the floor of a county jail cell. Click. Sandra Bland. Bland. B-L-A-N-D, lacking in special interest, liveliness, or individuality. Sounds like the perfect cocktail for culture appropriation, like the Indian Redskins' blackface and the dawning of a nation. How are you the majority when there is only one you but so many colors? How are you this norm? How did we get othered? Oh, you're scared now. Are you Skittles now? I mean, are you skittish now because you treated Mother Africa like a surrogate and now we're making a home out of it because Black Lives Matter after all this time, because we figured out that Black lives are the matter from which you come about, because we want equality, similarity. Like I said, it's funny. When M&Ms and Skittles are mixed in the same bowl, you can't tell the difference. I guess that's what the letters are for.
All right, we're gonna have one more spoken word piece by Courtney Staten. Got it right this time.
My mother and I are standing in the choir, pouring rivers from our eyes, but we haven't even seen the news yet. We haven't seen the headline. We just knew the wind was a little too still this morning, just a little too quiet, as if it was afraid to push the last words into our direction. A piece of us died, became baptized by his own blood, a river struggling to come out of his body. His body is still, the way the policeman told him to be. Still, we have not seen the news. We have only felt the separation. Another leaf plucked off the family tree. He is not our blood, but he is our skin, so a piece of us is still lying on the ground with him. But my mother and I stand in the choir stand, knowing none of this, not knowing the news, and still knowing a piece of us has died today. A piece of us died lying in a cell while the guards stood back as if it wasn't their responsibility. A piece of us died. His body mourned in a hashtag, his hooded face memorialized on t-shirts. A piece of us dies when we see Skittles or water guns or children playing in the street or the 14-year-old body found in the 1960s river, his body crumbling like clay, his crime a whistle. They were not our blood, but they were our skin. A piece of us has died today while the American flag still waved in the background, while a national anthem still claimed to be for all people, and my mother and I are still in the choir stand, lifting our voices as if the sky still owed us something, as if this song could convince the sky to leave our angels on the ground and sing, as if the song could be oxygen, as if the song could be a bulletproof vest he couldn't afford, as if the song could be a safety on a gun, keeping us from losing a piece of ourselves again. And we haven't even seen the news, but we have felt the separation. Another leaf falling from our family tree. He was not our blood, but he is our skin, and the skin and the wind was a little too still this morning, just a little too quiet.